Sleep is weird. Until midway through the last century, very little was known about it. Sleep is a strange characteristic that almost all animals have in common. None of our bodies and minds are immune to the need to regularly power down, reorganize, and recharge.
What troubles me, Serdig, the taller of the two sneered, is that you're built for this. You're no weakling. You have the physical stature, and yet you never seem to improve. Bastard. His opponent, the one called Serdig, muttered, breathing hard in the dusty air. I take a deep sniff. Honey. Rich, sweet honey. This aromatic orchid, Sporanthes spiralis, has the common name Autumn Lady's Tresses. When its flowers appear in the autumn, they pierce the world of light and air like a tiny, ornate spear thrust upwards from the underground realm. Over a couple of weeks, that spear becomes a flower spike, resembling plaited pale green strands. Hence their name, Lady's Tresses, the braided hair of Lady Autumn hung with little white green bells winding around the stalk, each promising droplets of nectar. How wild is the sea? I mean the sea off our shores today, the busy sea with fishing vessels, dredgers, tankers and container ships moving across it. The eruption of life that Oliver Goldsmith described in the 18th century reads, by contrast, like something made up. A fantasy. Murk. Mud. Flecks and pads of salt foam whisked up from the roaring ocean. They flew over the jagged sea cliff. In the almost dark, a man who may have been young, maybe old and probably both, carefully picked his way along the sticky path leading from the castle on the clifftop towards the little village of Tintagel.